Immigration advocates hope Joe Biden's election as president will lead to more protections for immigrants living in the U.S. Charlotte Alvarez is executive director of the Immigration Project in Normal, a group that provides legal services for immigrants in central and southern Illinois. She tells Eric Stock, while the nonprofit is nonpartisan, the agency wants to see reforms that provide security for immigrant communities, particularly so-called Dreamers, who are living in limbo as the Trump administration has tried to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program.
Our Dreamer clients have really been stuck in uncertainty, unable to move forward and form roots because they don't know when those roots are going to be upended by federal policy, right? So we're hoping for a certain pathway to permanent status so that they can cement the roots they're forming in their communities and stay active participants in their communities. We have Dreamers who have opened businesses, who have gotten advanced professional licenses, who are operating as nurses and healthcare providers, who are so essentially important right now, that allowing them to continue with their DACA status or become permanent residents and citizens will give them that stability to stop thinking about immigration and start thinking about how to be the best productive members of our communities.
Well, we are still 10 weeks away from this transition actually happening, where the Biden administration moves into the White House. So what are you going to be thinking about in this transition time as the new administration takes over and the current administration prepares to leave?
There's a couple of things. First, on a policy, federal policy level, there's concern that this administration might try to make as many changes as possible before they're out of office. So we're buckling down and keeping our ear to the ground to hear what happens to if there's new policies that are implemented or suggested between now and January that might affect our clients. And then on a case level, we have several cases where we've had families or individuals we've talked to who we've told they don't qualify. They qualified under the law before, but because of the restrictive changes that President Trump has enacted, they no longer qualify or they're likely to lose their case.
The former Vice President Biden had said that he wants to make immigration one of his top priorities. It does seem worth noting, though, that the Obama administration, with Biden as vice president, had deported far more immigrants each year than the Trump administration that succeeded them. What should we make of that?
Yeah, you know, when I was an immigration attorney under the Obama presidency, we called him the deporter in chief, right? He deported more individuals every year, like you said, than ever before. The number of people put in removal proceedings under the Obama administration just pales in comparison to the number of people who are in proceedings currently and the changes that have been made. President Obama increased deportations, but he had a kind of a rubric of who was more a prioritization of cases, right? So he really emphasized deporting individuals with criminal records and deporting people who had been removed before. He had a list of priorities. And President Trump stripped away those priorities and said everyone is equally a priority, right? Whether someone is a young mother with small children who are U.S. citizens and dependent on her and her being in the United States versus someone who has multiple felony convictions. They're all the same priority. So it's just become much more restricted and harder under the current administration.
How do you define the 4 years, the last 4 years of this administration through the eyes of your immigrant clients?
I think it's a combination of the last 4 years of just the extreme rhetoric that has been anti-immigrant, anti-minority, divisive rhetoric that has made people feel very alienated and unaccepted and unwelcome in their chosen homeland, has been a deep emotional impact. At the same time, you know, he's has really implemented policies that have restricted and affected people's abilities to work, people's abilities to get to better job opportunities, restricted the ability of families to stay together or bring, you know, with all of the different travel bans, he's restricted the ability of families to come together from abroad. So I think that there's been a real sense from some immigrants of being attacked and persecuted. The immigration population is not a uniform whole. We see, you know, there are Latinos who voted for Trump and Latinos who voted for Biden.
And I did think it was interesting that the Latino vote in the election went still heavily for Biden, but President Trump did better with Latinos than he did 4 years ago, even after all of the harsh rhetoric that he'd used about immigrants. So how should we interpret that?
The key takeaway is that the Latino vote is not a block. It's not a monolith. If you think about Latinos, we have Latinos from so many different countries and different ethnic backgrounds, different socioeconomic backgrounds in those countries. We have Latinos who've grown up in the United States, people who were here since the border moved and who grew up in what is now Texas and New Mexico and Arizona for generations and generations, and individuals who just came here recently, right? So I think that it's a mistake to think of Latinos as having a single life experience and therefore having a single political identity.
That's Charlotte Alvarez of the Immigration Project with Eric Stock. She says she also wants to seek greater legal protections for asylum seekers, including those denied entry at the border.